Hello, and welcome to the Mind Fitness Mentor Podcast. I'm your host, Ursh, and my role as your mentor is to help fuel, feed, and grow your brain to enable you to live your best life. That's right, I want to help you create your life by design. As the owner of New Zealand's longest running women's gym and health and wellness coach for over 22 years, I've had the privilege of helping thousands of women transform their bodies. And what I've learnt is the key to all success starts with transforming your thinking. My mission for this podcast is to enlighten and brighten your day. Repeat after me. Today is going to be a great day. It is episode number 8, and number 8 resonates with authority, self-confidence, inner strength, inner wisdom, social status, ego, and at the same time has a love for humanity and a desire for peace, which is the perfect precursor for our podcast today. Thanksgiving, Ursh style. And what I want to share with you is the most magical thing that I've been doing this past month, my next level thankfulness practice. And today's episode is dedicated to my mum. That's right, I call her Mutti, and we're going to be celebrating her 73rd birthday later on tonight. So let's get started. Are you finding yourself stuck in like a groundhog day, focused on task completing? Maybe you're just organizing you, your family, your work colleagues. Maybe you're stuck in the kitchen and you're cooking. Maybe it's about cleaning your house, your office, or your car. Maybe your priorities are all about working and you never take time to appreciate the people around you. And if that's you, then I get it. I've been there. In fact, I have a tendency to go back into that habit all the time because it's how we're brought up. It's what's expected from us. For most of us, it's actually become our default setting, which actually makes us live more in the future, creating more fear or living in the past with regret about what we didn't achieve, as opposed to living in the now, taking a moment and truly appreciating what's important to you. What is it that you want to prioritize? What is it that you want to focus on? What is it about your life by design that you really want to get excited by? So when we focus on where we are right now and we are present, this means that we are left feeling happier. We're more confident. We actually feel more empowered. We inspire other people to do the same because we're coming from a place of love. So if this excites you, you're in the right place and you're going to need a pen and a piece of paper for today's podcast. So let's dive into some of the benefits of being thankful. You improve your sleep quality. You improve emotional regulation. You increase feelings of happiness and positive mood. You foster hope for the future. You reduce your stress and increase your resilience. All wonderful reasons why we need to be more thankful. A quote that I really love that I want to share with you. The more you thank life, the more you have to be thankful for. Now I want you to just stop and think about that. The more you thank life, the more you have to be thankful for. I'm curious, when was the last time you gave thanks? Quite often, we only stop when there's a significant event in our life. Your perspective changes. What was once important suddenly isn't, and you realize what's really important to you. You know, and a couple of examples of these are, you know, currently we're in lockdown here in Auckland. You know, that has had a huge impact on a lot of people. When you have a baby, that changes your perspective. When you lose a loved one, that changes your perspective. Perhaps you've had a breakup, that's going to change your perspective. Losing your job, that's going to change your perspective. And maybe you've had a health condition, as was the case with me. So 12 months ago, I was diagnosed with liver autoimmune. I guess for me, one of the biggest challenges was accepting that my body wasn't able to perform at the capacity that I wanted it to. I couldn't train the way I used to. I couldn't even stay awake long enough to engage in the most basic tasks. I couldn't stand up for long periods of time. I couldn't complete sentences, and I couldn't even focus on basic tasks. Making simple decisions was a huge struggle. I had to learn to rely on people and ask for help. Going through this made me stop and appreciate all the little things that I had been taking for granted in my life. As the saying goes, without health, there is no wealth. I had never really appreciated all that my body was able to do until that time. Life is not about the houses, the cars, the extravagant holidays. It's not about the money, the clothes, or the status. To me, it's about those little things that light up our hearts. It's about those little things that light up other people's hearts. Life to me is all about creating crazy cool memories, being in the moment and appreciating all the amazing things that are happening for you. No matter what happens to you, these things can never be taken away from us. So I'm curious, have you ever celebrated Thanksgiving? Now I know it's an American holiday and it's not something commonly practiced here in New Zealand. We adopted this practice about 3 or 4 years ago, and we create a dinner night. And it's a simple way to give back to the people that we love the most. It's an easy way and it's a beautiful way to sit around the table, to connect with those people that have been in your life that you really love and adore. And it gives you the opportunity to stop and reflect on the year that's been. It may not be a traditional American Thanksgiving, but it's an Irish-style Thanksgiving. So what is Thanksgiving? Well, Thanksgiving is one of the major holidays in the United States. Since it became a public holiday in 1862, it has taken place on the fourth Thursday of every November every year. Family and friends usually come together for a traditional Thanksgiving dinner. A traditional Thanksgiving meal normally features a turkey roast, mashed potatoes with gravy, sweet mashed potatoes, bread stuffing, cranberry sauce, sweet corn, vegetables of the season, bread rolls with butter, and pumpkin pie with whipped cream as dessert. Yum! Thanksgiving reflects a sense of interconnectedness amongst people and cultures. In these trying times, I think we need this day more than ever. It's a holiday that's perfect for gathering with loved ones and expressing gratitude for our blessings. For me, Thanksgiving is a reminder to appreciate all that's joyful in my life, which includes my family, my friends, my colleagues, as well as my lifestyle and my good health. I love this holiday because it focuses on all the positive things, free of materialistic motivations such as mindless gift giving. Thanksgiving is like a great reminder that there is more to be grateful for than there is to be sad for. It's like that glass is half full rather than half empty. So even though Thanksgiving is celebrated on a particular date, I've made it my mission this year and last year to celebrate for the whole month of November. This year, I called it Next Level November, and I'm going to teach you exactly what I did because I know that you're going to love it. I know that it's going to level you up. I know that you're going to be challenged. I know that when you do this practice, you're going to be sprinkling more love on all of those wonderful people that you're grateful for. So let's move on to the next level, thankfulness practice. So how are we going to do this? I'm going to teach you the 5 steps to up your loving. Number 1, figure out how grateful you are right now. Number 2, choose 2 people to sprinkle some love over. Step number 3, write a card. Step number 4, do it now. And step number 5, redo the gratitude test. Now let's start with step number 1. Let's figure out how grateful you are right now. And why does that matter? Remember that quote that I said to you just earlier? The more you thank life, the more you have to be thankful for. That's why it matters. So grab a pen and a piece of paper. We've got some questions to answer. So the first question is, I have so much in my life to be grateful for. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being I'm crushing it, and 1, I'm struggling. My head's barely above water. What is your number? Question number 2. If I had to list everything that I was grateful for, it would be a really long list. Remember, number 10, you're slaying it. Number 3. When I look in the world, all I can see is the things I'm grateful for. Scale it 1 to 10. Number 4. I am grateful for a wide variety of people. Number 5. As I get older, I find myself more appreciative. And the last question is number 6. As large amounts of time go by, the more grateful I am to something or someone. So add up your total. Yes, you can use a calculator. And I want to know, on a score of 1 to 60, what was your score? So step number 2 is choose 2 people to sprinkle some love over. So why is that important? And why does that matter? Because you get to make someone feel loved and appreciated. You get to spoil someone else. And you get to tell someone what they truly mean to you before it's too late. Like, when was the last time someone sent you a beautiful, custom, personalized message about how wonderful you are? It just doesn't happen enough. So this was part of a coaching group that I'm in, and this was one of the tasks that we got given at the beginning of the month. And I want to share with you an example of a message that I wrote at about 11:30, I guess, last night. And I received a follow-up from my message this morning when I woke up. And this was one of the main reasons I decided to do this particular podcast today. So I wrote this message to a friend of mine that was in my life around 20 years ago. Long time no see. Been thinking about you lately, and I wanted to say thank you. Thank you for all the crazy fun adventures that we used to have. Although we have gone our separate ways, I will always remember how strong and brave you were to turn your life around. I remember when I first started personal training and we had a conversation about you not eating, and I said, if you don't eat, I wouldn't train you. You worked your ass off and you made a significant change in the world. What you taught me way back then was that if I wanted something badly enough, I could do it. You are strong and you are brave, and I wanted to send you a big thank you for being a huge part of my past, and I'm grateful you are in my world. Love, Ursh. Whew, now this one's going to be hard for me to say, so bear with me. This is what I received. It came in at 4:51 this morning. Thanks so much, babe. Thanks for everything. I have terminal bowel cancer and now living with mum and dad in Christchurch. Don't know how long I have, but I'm living each day. So, as heartbreaking as it was to receive that this morning, could you imagine if I didn't send that message? The reality is, as if I had waited any longer, she may never have known how much of a role she played in my life and how significant she was. So that's why this is important. That's why this matters. So how do we choose 2 people to sprinkle some love over? I want you to think about someone who has had a positive influence on your life. I want you to think of 2 people that have had a positive influence on your life. We actually did this challenge at the beginning of November in my Ultimate You private coaching group, and we all decided, it was unanimous, that we were going to choose 1 person a day. And believe me, every single person has had a massive impact on so many of their friends and their family. It's been the most wonderful challenge. Next level thankfulness practice. All right, let's move on to step number 3. We get to write a card, or we get to write a message. And why does that matter? Because you're making a concerted effort. It's out of the ordinary and it's appreciated and it's unexpected. You actually get to language how you truly feel. Now think about that. When was the last time you actually got to write down how you feel about someone significant in your life? It just doesn't happen enough. We get so busy. We create overwhelm and procrastination, and we leave the real special things off the to-do list. Most people know me and Mutti don't have a problem communicating our love or our affection or how we feel about each other. Like, we hug every time we see each other. We tell each other that we love each other every time we come off the phone. However, when I did this exercise, I rang my mum and I wasn't able to reach her because once again, she was out on the golf course. So it made it super special. The next time I was able to see her, I pulled out my notebook and I read this to her, and I'm going to share that with you right now. Not only is this for my mum, it's for all the other crazy, amazing mums out there. You are phenomenal, you are special, and you are loved. Mutti is my mum. She has been and continues to be my biggest cheerleader. She is there when I need a shoulder to cry on. She listens to all I want to share. And when things are a challenge or a struggle, she keeps me moving forward. She is strong and resilient. She is always happy to hear from me. She makes me feel that no matter what I will do, I will achieve it. She believes in me no matter what. She loves me unconditionally and inspires me to show up as the best version of me. She is a mum that does whatever it takes to make sure her kids feel loved. And whenever we need her, she is there. She is our everything. Thanks, Mutti. So what do you need to do? You need to write a card. You can write a card. You can send an email. You can send a Facebook message. You can send a text. My favorite is making a phone call. Say what? So with the two people that you've chosen, I want you to write down who they were to you and what impact they had on your life. Now for the high achievers out there, I want you to write down one memory that you have with that particular person. What is the most significant thing that you remember most about being with that person? Step four, do it now. Why does that matter? Because you never know. Leaving in an extra day may be a day too late. And I had that experience this morning. I'm so grateful that I decided to stick with my gut instinct and send out a next level letter. If not now, then when? So if you're in the car right now, or if you're out walking right now, and you're not at home, maybe you're in the office, I want you to set an alarm on your phone tonight to commit to task completing this. Step number five, redo the gratitude test. Why does that matter? I'll tell you why it matters. Those numbers will change. When you write from the heart and then you express that emotion over a phone call or over sending a message, it lights you up. You release dopamine, serotonin, and oxytocin. Those are the happy hormones, and they're on tap anytime we want. They beat any chemical out there. You get to control how much dopamine you get to release in your body. And the extra bonus is for every person that you send one of these notes to, you give them those feelings too. So let's recap those five steps to up your loving. Step number one, figure out how grateful you are right now. Step number two, choose two people to sprinkle some love over. Step number three, write a card, send an email, a message, or a phone call. Number four, do it now. Number five, redo the gratitude test. So for the whole month of November, I've been playing the game next level thankfulness practice. I started with the two people, my wife and my mum. And that night I decided I'm going to share this with my Ultimate You ladies. And we decided as a group that we were going to each send a message out to someone that was special to us. Now, I've decided that I'm going to continue that for the whole month of December. Why is that? I'll tell you why. Because it made me stop. It made me reflect and it made me connect. It's made me feel so much happier. It's made me closer to the people that I care about. It's actually up-leveled my relationships. And you know what? What I've really loved is the responses that I've got. People have sent me things like, wow, no one's ever told me that before. Ersh, that actually brought tears to my eyes. Oh my God, girl, you've made my day. Not only that, man, how many amazing, crazy cool memories have we created together? Like I've known you, whether it's been 3 years, 3 months, or 30 years, it's been phenomenal to reconnect with people that I've lost contact with. I love that I get to sprinkle more love onto people that I haven't connected with for a long time. I'm definitely going to do this for December. It's going to be like my personal Christmas gift just to me. It doesn't cost you anything. But trust me when I tell you this, it's priceless. I'm so looking forward to you taking on this challenge. Yes, you're going to be a little bit scared. Yes, it's going to be a little bit outside of your comfort zone. But guess what? This has got nothing to do with you. This is about you sprinkling magic onto others. What a beautiful way to end the year. As a personal favor, I have an ask. I would love for you to share this episode. Why? because this morning I woke up to that message and I felt called to share this podcast to make sure that no one else misses the opportunity to tell someone what they feel about them, to tell someone that they love them, to tell someone that they matter. Let's make the world a better place and go sprinkle some more magic for the whole month of December. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed it, please share it with a friend or share it on the socials, and don't forget to tag me on hashtag MFM, Mind Fitness Mentor. And if nobody's told you today, remember, you are loved, you matter, and you are more than enough. Remember, don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I can't wait to see you then.